these ALPRs have been going up all across the country. First of all, though, can you explain what an automated license plate reader is?
Sure. So historically, there were devices that were placed on the side of roadways and stuff like that. They would capture images and analyze it. I was passing cars trying to decode their license plate to see if it was like a hit, for example, or related to a crime. But they've kind of drifted away from that. What we have today are cameras on the sides of a lot of the roads that we drive on that, they capture our vehicle, they decode our license plate, they decode things like the make, the model, the color, and they put it all into this big database that logs your location over time, usually for the last 30 days is what they claim. It turns it into a searchable database for your local police department and anyone they decide to share with. And it doesn't stop there. HOAs have them too. Same with stores like Home Depot and Lowe's.
Interesting. Okay, I didn't know that. But you went into the details, the car's location, date and time, but it also looks at the make, the model, the color, the identifying features like dents, roof racks, bumper stickers, and turn them into those searchable data points you were talking about. How safe, or how is law enforcement and other organizations, how are they using these cameras? Because it sounds like a cross between a radar detector and a red light camera, but using the best technology available.
Yeah, so these things are quite different because they don't do traffic enforcement. They don't give you a speeding ticket or a red light ticket.
Uh-huh.
The only thing they do is keep track of your location over time. Cops, they don't use them for traffic enforcement usually. It's marketed to them and they market it to the cities and the towns that they're in as like crime solving tools. And yeah, while they do track almost everyone, that can lead to them being able to say, oh, this person was in this area at a certain time. So they can make an assumption that they were involved in a crime. But beyond that, there's little they can do. And there have been a lot of cases of a lot of people involved in crimes or allegedly involved in crimes that they weren't actually involved in just because they were in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Yeah, it sounds like it's a big loophole, that lets police or officials get a warrant without really having everything that they necessarily need, and people can get caught up in that. So what other security risks are involved with these cameras?
Ooh, yeah, quite a few. I guess the major one is data breaches. So, Flock is the leading LPR provider in the United States, and so they have a really big database of most Americans. And where they've been the last 30 days. So as you can expect, that's probably a huge target for attackers.
Mm-hmm.
And just earlier this year, Motorola, which is another LPR provider, they had a pretty big breach where they left hundreds of their license plate readers exposed to the public internet.
Oh.
And anyone with a laptop could just log in, see exactly who was going by, and get all the decoded information too. And Flock does have a lot of vulnerabilities that were reported in a recent YouTube video by a security researcher.
Mm-hmm.
One is it was running an outdated operating system.
Oh, no.
Another one is you could take it over remotely if you could press the button on the back of it. And that's just the start. Companies like this tend not to prioritize information security. They prioritize profits and moving quickly so that they can expand to as many cities as possible.
Yeah, that's the issue we're having with the politicians as well. But what is DFLOC doing to help raise awareness? Because you're really taking an active – well, actually, before I get there, are we paying as taxpayers for these ALPRs?
100%.
Yes.
Oh, okay. And so how much are we paying?
I mean, it's different from city to city. The cameras roughly cost somewhere between $2,500 to $3,500. Flock as well as other companies, try to sell other products too. So there's a whole kind of suite of surveillance tools that these companies sell that that are all on the taxpayer dime.
Okay. Yeah, I figured. Nothing in life is free, is it? What is DFLOC doing, though, to really help raise awareness about these license plate readers?
Yeah, so the biggest thing we're doing is mapping them. It's a lot harder to convince people that they're being tracked everywhere if you just say, hey, guys, there are cameras everywhere. But if you can put them on a map, mm-hmm. and someone can look at the route that they drive daily and see that they pass 10 of these things, then it's a lot easier to convince them that, the government, if they wanted to, would know exactly where you were at any point in time.
Wow.
To me, that's scary.
I was about to say, that's pretty scary to me, yeah. So how do people get involved? Because we've got just a few minutes here, a few seconds, actually. How do people get involved that want to know more and want to take action about this ALPR information?
So we have a city council page on our website, and that will basically tell you to talk to your local city council, town council members, and express your concerns, because a lot of times it's misrepresented to them. It's pitched as like a crime-fighting tool, but then mm-hmm. they gloss over all the negatives. That's the best thing you can do at the moment, as far as I know.
Well, I really appreciate you joining us today. That's very interesting information, scary as well. Will, the creator of DFLOC and Ed with the Southerners Against Surveillance Systems and Infrastructure, better known as SASE, head out to their website, DFLOC, that's DEFLOCK.ME, and see exactly what we're talking about, because this is kind of scary stuff. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.